live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing.
Okay, everybody, we're back. This is James Martinez with another edition of Cashflow here. Happy holidays, everybody. And I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart, from all the places all over the world that I've received special thanks and encouragement about what I've been doing here. It's very much appreciated. It didn't used to be that way, everybody. It was very, due to the guests and due to the information that's coming out, I think finally people are starting to pay attention a little bit more and put the pieces together on a bigger scale of what's actually going on, and be able to listen from their own homes or wherever they are listening and be able to understand a little bit more what's going on. So today is a special day. Obviously, we have not had Bob Neverett on here for a couple of weeks because he's been missing in action, but I'm sure we're going to have some plenty of updates. Just a quick announcement. Most likely tomorrow, I don't know yet, I may not be here going live because of a specific meeting having to do with this particular broadcast that I need to attend to. So that, for that matter, please feel free to make sure you listen to some of the reruns. I know we've talked considerably a lot of subject matter on here, so please pass it on with your friends. Please listen to it over and over again. Again, if you have specific questions or comments, please feel free to email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Let me spell that out for you because a lot of people get that wrong. It's G-E-T-D as in David, E-B-T-R-E-L-I-E-F-N-O-W @gmail.com. So today I'm quite excited to have Bob back. Bob, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon, James.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very good, as usual.
Good, good.
I am profiting from the whole situation, so
right.
I don't feel the pain.
Right, right.
You got an email from Warren.
Yes.
I won't say his last name in case he wants to keep it secret. He says, "Hi, James, big fan of your show and have been following you when you were on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. I was wondering if you can get Bob to talk about the Bernie Madoff scandal and Bob's involvement in getting him to go public with the scandal. Bob was apparently in New York City last Wednesday." Did you tell them that?
No, I don't. I don't know. I might have said you were out of the... I don't know. Maybe, possibly. I don't know.
Okay. Bob was apparently in New York City last Wednesday. Maybe he heard this other show I'm on Sunday, and therefore wasn't on your show. And also the implications of this on the digital economy, since he was one of the innovators, meaning Madoff, of the derivatives trading platforms. That's definitely it. This guy, Bernie Madoff, with your money, is the guy who created the environment. Are you aware of that, James?
I am. I did see the story. I'm aware of it. But again, if I'm watching television or whatever, I know I'm missing a lot of information. So I don't know who Warren is. I don't know what that, how that occurred or what that's, who that person is. I've never spoken with them, actually. So I don't know who it is. But please feel free to elaborate on the situation because I don't know.
Well, they say that Bernie Madoff is a market maker. That's one of his functions in his firm.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about market makers in our historical show 3-4 weeks ago on the virtual economy, and Lucy Commissar, the investigative reporter's history of the Depository Trust Corporation. Do you remember that?
Right, that's right.
Yeah, and how the naked short selling consisted of people buying and selling nothing and claiming that they did get something, but they didn't buy it, but they also sold it, and they also could, in the interval, buy shares and show up at proxy meetings and claim that they had more shares than other people, right?
Right. That's right.
That is the world.
Kind of blew the whole thing out right there.
Yes.
One shot.
That was the world of the market maker. So if you look up the Wikipedia giving you a definition of a market maker. It says, a market maker is a firm that quotes both a buy and a sell price in a financial instrument or commodity, hoping to make a profit on the turn or the bid slash offer spread. There's the tactile gap. In foreign exchange trading, where most deals are conducted over the counter and are therefore completely virtual, that means they don't exist, they didn't happen, but the environment, the technology does make them real. The market maker sells to and buys from its clients. Hence, the client's loss and the spread is the market maker firm's profit, which gets thus compensated for the effort of providing liquidity in a competitive market. This extra liquidity reduces transaction costs and therefore facilitates trades for the clients who would otherwise have to accept a worse price or even not be able to trade at all. Most foreign exchange trading firms are market makers, and so are many banks, although not in all currency markets. Most stock exchanges operate on a match bargain or order-driven basis. In such a system, there are no designated or official market makers, but market makers nevertheless exist.
What a number that is. Go ahead. Continue.
Let me read that again. In such a system, there are no designated or official market makers, but market makers nevertheless exist. You know, with the digital environment, everybody can create their own space. This
right.
is the point. You create your own media hologram. It's just that Bernie Madoff was the kingpin of doing that. When a buyer's bid meets a seller's offer or vice versa, the stock exchange's matching system will decide that a deal has been executed. The exchange will decide that a deal has been executed. That's all out a bunch of garble for trying to explain something that can't be explained in English.
Right.
So you have people. Remember we said a few weeks ago on that show that the Securities and Exchange Commission could not police any of this situation, the digital
right.
environment.
That's exactly right.
And so the mystery is, why was Bernie Madoff able to carry off this nothing, and nobody noticing that it was nothing, could get any action from the Securities Exchange Commission to deal with it?
I hope people are listening in the context of they understand what we're talking about, because if they just tuned in right now, they're not going to understand at all. But go on. Continue.
Yeah, we're talking nothing about nothing to celebrate right. nothing and how nothing has happened, yet everybody feels like they got nothing.
Right.
Okay. Talk about a black hole. A black hole is not something that just sucks in things. It also spews out beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That's right.
It's the image of the heart, the systole diastole action, in and out, pulsating. So I quote an article in the New York Post on December 13th. It says, to those who hail Madoff as an innovator who transformed the way stocks are bought and sold, it is baffling that Madoff, 70 years old, would need to branch out into an illegal side of business. Perhaps they say the American dream was not enough. Madoff, quote, was instrumental in bringing instantaneous trading to retail customers. There's that instantaneous environment. Technology allows you to make your own space. And even now that he has many imitators, he still handles 5% of the market. In the 1970s, Bernie and brother Peter set up Madoff Securities, which spent $250,000 to upgrade the technology in the largely unused stock exchange in Cincinnati. At their peak, they were trading 10% of all stock trades. Madoff developed computer algorithms making it possible to automate the process of pricing and trading stocks.
Oh, boy.
So he's the guy who created for the stock market division of the Android meme.
That's right. The architect.
Now,
right there.
I've been saying that the chip environment, the chip landscape has gone kaput, and that we flipped into a new zone. Well, isn't it interesting that I go to New York City last week, and on Wednesday, I call up Bernie and I say, well, I think it's time to turn yourself in. The chip landscape is now totally visible to everybody. You created it, so you become visible, and we'll get you out of this mess. Because remember, you can't be guilty in this situation. That's why everybody gets bailed out. So he agreed, and he told his sons that evening, Wednesday night, that it was all a lie, which is not true. It was not a lie. He just... How do you say it?
It's not English, the environment.
But... The environment is obsolete by cold fusion, so we need to become a figure. We'll have a comfortable existence, but we won't have to do our trading anymore. So the sons then follow the the hint and called the FBI, and the FBI came to him Thursday morning, which was a stormy, rainy day in New York City. Very vicious day. So it was, the weather was agreeing with the mood. All right, now we have the fact that Bernie Madoff is not going to jail. He's going to remain under house arrest in his $7 million E64th apartment, E64th Street apartment, all right?
Right. That's right.
He represents the black hole, the interface of visual space, which is the oligarchy, which is what Bush represented in one level of the quadriphenic panoply presented on September 19th. And he is the thing that said, I'm a banker, I create the algorithms, you can't know what I'm doing, I represent the big boys, history, I represent history, history can't really be visible, so let me handle everything. And their employees, his employees report that he never really could explain what he was doing.
Right, exactly.
You have to realize, James, that what we've been saying in our show for the last, since July, is exactly what is being said by Bernie Madoff.
Right.
The environment around him is exactly inarticulatable as much as we are, even though we are articulating, because all we say is when you bring in digital banking, you get shadow banking, which is not measurable, and we don't know what to do with that, and you can reduce the Fed fund rates to 0%, and that's okay. 0% interest. Okay, James, the point is that, yes, I had some involvement in this, and I'm telling everybody it's nothing happened, though we have an event. The event will be superseded within a week by another amazing cataclysmic event. And how much do we want to dwell on Bernie? So give me your response, James.
Well, I'm looking at that, and I was interested in people's responses just from people in the street and email that I've gotten. Then, I got this email. And I looked at this, and a special friend of mine called up, and he was going off of – I'm interested in seeing how people react when they have not – listen to what we have said. They have not really studied any of the banking. They're just looking at it in terms of corruption and how they react to it. And
yeah,
all over the place, people were going nuts about it. Now, obviously, these people, it's interesting that you can suddenly, you can, in 1 minute, you can be retired, you have your bank accounts, your wealth, everything, which was accumulated, a good portion of it, by this digital environment. And then all of a second, 30 seconds later, you have nothing. In a moment. Like, gone, finished.
Yes.
And what that means, and I'm like, a lot of these people have been worked all their lives, they, you know, wait till they have the money in their wonder years, and then all of a sudden, without any notice, everything's gone in a press of a button, just like on your keyboard with a computer, just like when you could have become wealthy in a matter of moments with touching your keyboard as well. So it's got this two kind of negative and positive effect.
Yeah, that's what you describe in the credit card world, is that people are suddenly in trouble. If they don't know how to handle it, they think they remain in trouble. But if they get fixed, they're not in trouble, and they can go back in debt again.
Right.
It's
so what we have
a microcosm that happens to these people. You cannot assume that you are a person in chemical body terms. You do not own anything. You have basically no existence. And if you think you have an existence for a while, it will be erased. And now we're seeing the most successful so-called yuppies of the last 25 years suddenly report they got nothing. And they're believing that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They believe they have nothing.
Right. That's right. Now,